Hello, and welcome to our pre-recorded class gathering. This is the full moon in Aries. As you all know, it's a super moon. First, let me take a minute to apologize for not getting this out to you sooner. I usually like to do this before the full moon, although I know this group is so elevated that you're already aware and ahead of me on what this moon is bringing in. So you're not sitting anxiously waiting for what I have to say. You are in awareness to what is, and we've been covering a lot of it in the last couple of classes. So, I recognize that, but I still am, apologizing for the fact that I did not get this recording out sooner. I also didn't get an email out to you sooner with the class schedule for the gatherings. I have been going through an upgrade, so let me share about that quickly, and then we'll jump into the talking points for this conversation. So, as you all know, Joe is going to be graduating from the academy. He is officially a police officer. He is now taking the test, and he is recognized through the state of Florida as a police officer. So I'm very excited for him for that. And really what he's been doing these last couple of weeks until the end of October is preliminary, I don't want to say testing, but preliminary guidance, I guess you could say, or class experience, learning how to drive a boat, park a boat, learning how to drive with a trailer on your truck, how to trailer a boat, like all of these different things that he is now learning, because the next phase after he's done with the academy, he graduates on Friday, October 31st, is that he's going to spend a few weeks training for his role as a wildlife officer, right? Like that is what he's going to be doing. He's going to be a game warden, and he's going to be working for the game and the fish and wildlife, I think it's called FWC, Fish Wildlife Commission, or something like that. And so he's really excited for that, and he's preparing. But as many of you know, the reason I came to Florida and am house sitting for him is so that he could go off and have this adventure, and I could stay with lasagna and the house and the chickens and the peacocks and the quail and make sure everything is in order, and also make sure that the house stays in order, because there's occasional brownouts or power outages, which are really nothing. And the other part of it was the idea that should a hurricane happen or something, he really prefers somebody to be with the house, or what. Not that I have to stay here, but that somebody's locking it down, battening the hatches, whatever you want to say, right? But we're not calling that in, and we're not looking at that as part of the reality that I'm experiencing, and so far so good, because I don't entertain it. I don't think about it. It's not even a thought. I'm so amazed and amused by the beautiful days that I experienced. It's very hard to be in the house here in Florida. If you've never lived here, it's sunny almost every day, right? It's a sunny day 98% of the time. There's a few days where it rains, or it's a little stormy with thunder and lightning, but 98% of the time it is sunny day. And it makes it very challenging to sit in the house and have to do any kind of work inside the house, because all you want to do is be outside, except for, of course, on the days where it's extreme humidity or, extreme heat. Luckily, I haven't had any of those days. I don't know. I must have brought some kind of magic with me, just like not being willing to entertain any of the negativity of what I could possibly encounter here in this area. So, anyway, that being said, back to my story on Joe. So, Joe is graduating, and that means that he is going to have to go to work as a game warden. And they've already hired him. They hired him before he even got into the academy. They hired him for another county that's probably about an hour away from here. And so he is going to have to live in that county. That's one of the designations that he's going to have to live in that county. And this way he can work in that county. And so, of course, me, I'm not really thinking ahead, like where I'm going, what's happening, what's unfolding, because I'm just waiting for the universe to show me. And so it did the other day. In the morning, we had a conversation, and I didn't mention anything to him, but he randomly turned to me and said, "So what are your plans? Because I'm almost done with, the academy. What are your plans? Are you wanting to leave Florida, or do you want to stay for a little longer? Do you like it here? Would you want to stay here in the house? Would you, would, what would, what do you want to do? Because I would prefer you not to leave because I like having you in the house. But I understand if you don't like it here and you feel like you need to go somewhere else or experience or explore something else, what are your plans?" And I said, "I really didn't think about that, to be honest with you. Because I know how the universe works. And when I am not in the way, I'm not standing in the doorway of what's wanting to walk through, the universe brings me magic. And so I don't know. What do you have in mind? What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Well," he said, "I have to, obviously, I have to move." And he said, "I'll be taking Lasagna with me, so you won't need to babysit him anymore," which would be kind of good for me because it would give Bella a break and give her an opportunity to just experience living with me by herself with nothing else around us or nothing else in the house, which is, I know, something that she's wanted, and I've wanted that too. Although I have to say, I'm getting used to having a dog. I'm gonna probably miss Lasagna very much when he leaves because I've really kind of gotten used to all the goober smooches I get from him and the doggy ways that he has, and all that goes into that. So I'm probably gonna miss that. But so Joe and I started talking, and I was like, "Well, obviously you're gonna be paying rent, wherever it is that you're going. So what do you think here? Shall we talk rent for me? This way, it helps subsidize whatever you're dealing with, because of course, through this, because I was house sitting, it was like a work for hire, right? I was house sitting, hired to sit the house, not pay any rent, not pay any utilities. Although I will say that if I'm being completely transparent, I have been buying Lasagna's dog food. And any of you have dogs know that, a bag of dog food is quite a substantial amount of money these days compared to cats. Although cats are quite expensive too, but not as bad. But, and I've been buying him supplements to get his stomach right because he seems to have a bit of leaky gut and was having a lot of problems with gas when I first got here, and happy to say that he is not having that problem anymore. There's a company out there called Pawfy, Pawfy, and I was buying the allergies and immune support supplements for Lasagna, and because I suspect he has a little bit of skin allergies and he has digestive issues and whatnot, and really could use the immune balance. And I have to say, it's been amazing. So, if any of you have dogs out there, unfortunately, they don't make cat supplements, but if any of you have dogs out there, please, look them up because I was buying two containers a month on auto ship, and I don't get any money for this, so you don't have to mention my name because I'm not affiliated with them. But I was giving him two supplements a day in his food, because they're like a big chunk of food almost. And so I was giving him one in the morning and one at night. And then, of course, because he's older, he gets senucosequin, and I was giving him two a day, one in the morning, one at night. And his stomach has completely regulated. So any of you have dogs out there that are having a problem with your dogs and their digestive systems, especially if they have gas or anything like that, that's a great company. But anyway, so I was picking up the cost on that and the cost on the chicken feed and all that kind of stuff. So I was helping out with that and also buying the groceries here, because Joe comes home every weekend. So I was buying whatever he needed for himself and then, of course, my own personal groceries. So it's not like I wasn't offering something as my contribution to being here, and of course, keeping the house tidy and clean, making sure the property stayed nice, having it mowed every other week, because it's a substantial piece of property, probably at least 2.5 acres that's being mowed. So, it needed to be done every other week to keep it looking nice and to keep everything maintained. And so that was my contribution. And so now the next phase of my journey, we're going to be figuring out what is appropriate rent for me being here, which is exciting to me because it's a new step into a new pathway into my own independence. And so let's use that as a segue in to talk about this moon and what that means, because this is a big shift for me. And I had a feeling that come this month or next month, I will know more and be fully versed in what I'm doing. How long am I staying here? Do I think I could stay here for another year, or what will be the pathway that is unfolding here? And so I've known that because my moon is in Aries. So this moon is hitting me directly. And the day, I think Joe and I had that conversation probably Saturday morning, maybe. And then all of a sudden, Saturday night, laying in bed, I haven't felt energy like this in a very long time, but I got hit by a huge blast from the solar system. I mean, it was huge. It like stopped me breathing for just a second because I was like, whoa, what was that? And as you guys know, we've talked about it in past gatherings, the idea of Atlas, what is it? That three-eye Atlas, right? Flying across the solar system, connecting to Mars, like interacting with each of the planets. People are suspecting it's a galactic vehicle, spaceship of some kind. Very, very possible and probable. But it's not really on my radar. I'm not watching it. I'm not following it. I'm not giving it attention because, to be honest with you, it's just another distraction, like the outer reality, like the government stuff, like the food stuff, like the information coming out about all the different things, the foods, the vax, the government, healthcare, the schools, like all of that stuff, right? It's just a distraction, just exhausting the body, exhausting the mind. It's not good. So I don't watch it. And I would suggest you don't watch it either. We're seeing it playing out very, 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 very clearly playing out with the whole Charlie Kirk thing, because that storyline is changing from day to day, from minute to minute, right? Second to second. Someone has some new revelation or new idea or new something. Now, I'm not saying that that's none of that is possible. I'm not saying that at all, but it's all timeline choices. Listen to me. It is all timeline choices. Where are you focusing your attention right now? For the longest time before I moved to Florida, all I kept writing in my journal, and I could show you, is So thankful for being on a 5-acre homestead where I have chickens. I didn't ask for peacocks. They're a little bit of a pain in the neck, but you know what? They're so funny. They keep me amused. I actually don't mind having them. They're a bonus perk in this, and I didn't ask for quail, but I love them. They're so cute. They're just adorable. If you come down here, you'll see them, and they're just like freaking so cute. Anyway, but I'm on this 5-acre homestead. You know, I'm here and I love it. I really love it. I love having my time to me. I love not having to avail myself if I don't feel like being in anybody else's company or having to engage in any way, shape, or form, in that I get to be here in this quiet and solitude. I love it. So I did manifest this. This was written in my gratitude journal that I was so grateful and thankful for having this. And now I'm actually going to manifest it in a sense of me being able to afford living on a 5-acre homestead and working the farm, so to speak, right? Maybe eventually being able to plant vegetables here. We have a lemon tree and another fruit tree. I think it's a lime tree. And so it's been fun managing those. But, you know, this energy is pushing us to stand in our power. This energy, this full moon in Aries, it's playing off of the shift the lunar nodes took into Aries and Libra last year. It's playing into that. It wants us to finalize that. It wants us to finish that. Okay. And so, you know, the full moon is always going to be illuminating tension between two opposite signs. It's always doing that. We don't recognize that because none of us are really astrologers, I don't think, anyway. Nobody's let me know in this community that they're an astrologer. So I don't think we have any, authentic astrologers. And I know enough, but I would never, ever say I'm an astrologer. I have no desire to become an astrologer. But this is what's happening, right? Like the moon always illuminates tension between two signs. And this is the lunar nodes of Aries and Libra going through its completion, because this is a moon of completions, this big Aries full moon. So, you know, and just to be clear, it's taking place over the course of October 6th and 7th, depending on where you are in the world. And it exposes the raw dynamic and tension between the signs of Aries and Libra, right? Aries is very me oriented, me, mine, my, right? And Libra is the other. Libra is everyone else. And so this full moon is really a perfect illustration of this concept of what happens when we take, you know, a starting position, right, on something, and then we have a counterpoint, right, through the opposing sign, and then there's a challenge, and then there's eventually an integration. But that doesn't happen without some kind of efforting. There has to be some kind of efforting. And I could even say it was like when I first got here with Joe, we had a couple of weeks of a little awkwardness between each other and a little uncomfortable because we've never lived in each other's company before, right? And so there was that adjustment phase, that adjustment period. And so, you know, for Libra, Libra's focus is always going to be on the other person. It's going to be on the partnership. It's going to be on the collaboration. It's going to be on, you know, how one is relating in a one-on-one situation to who they are. And then you have the opposition, which is Aries, which is this moon. And the moon is helping to call us back to ourselves. So anywhere where we've had our focus too focused, right, too streamlined on the outer world or on other people, the full moon in Aries is asking us, hey, come back into yourself, come back into your independence, come back into your personal identity, who you are, right? And you could again use me as an example. Like this whole time, I've been operating under the identity of Joe and Joe's house. And now the full moon in Aries is actually giving me an opportunity to shed that interplay and take the initiative to step into my own identity here, to be the one that is in charge of the welfare and well-being of the house. And I'm not just an occupant anymore. I am the caretaker, if you will, the sole caretaker of the house. It changes the dynamic. And so we're already seeing what Aries is doing, right? It's taking the mask off of me, because that's what's happening right now. Masks are falling off of people. And if you're not taking your own mask off, it's going to fall off for you, or somebody else will pull it off. Or if other people around you are not taking the mask of pretense off, right, or what they've been pretending to be, or what they think the dynamic of themselves are, then that mask is going to come off and you're going to see another part of that person playing out. And so for me, the mask of being the house sitter, the dog sitter, which is really not uber important, then transitions to me being the facilitator, the caretaker, the caregiver to this house as if it were mine, right? Because then I'll be renting it and it will be as if it was mine, and I will be giving it love and attention and care and compassion and setting it up to facilitate the needs of myself, which will then even further amplify the energy in the house to my energy for the purpose of my own co-creation. We forget to do that. We don't always do that. So I'm reminding you here, if you're not doing that with your premises, with where you're living, you need to do that. And you need to take it and you need to put it back in your charge and make it yours. So this full moon is actually calling us back to our identity. Okay. So instead of looking at it and being for the one, right? I'm no longer going to be for the one, for exclusively for Joe and Lasagna. Once Joe moves on, I'm going to have to tend myself. I'm going to have to figure me out. I'm going to have to really take a look at what I am co-creating and how I am doing that and be present for Bella and everything else, right? The chickens, the peacock, the quail, everything else here on the property, the wild birds I feed. So there's this new integration on this path that we're walking right now, that all of us are walking, this, kind of this interdependence, right? Where we have each of us retaining who we are, but then growing together in a way of conscious co-creation and conscious co-sharing in the dynamic of give and take, right? I recognize that my gift from Joe has served its purpose, and now I need to step back up again. I need to step into a new way of operating within myself, and it's exciting, so that I'm not going to stagnate, right? I need to forge my independence. This full moon in Aries says, hey, you have not been independent since probably 2005, right? I left my apartment where I was living on my own for 5 years since 2000, healing cancer twice in that apartment. And then in 2005, ended up moving in with my soon-to-be husband, Pete. And once again, shedding my own identity, coming into the integration of that unit. And then from there, of course, because rent was so ridiculous and I wasn't doing my own due diligence, putting my pennies away, taking care of me, being mindful of my needs, I was needing to co-share a house, and Beth was in the same position. And so we moved in together. And then it was another, I don't know, 7 or 8 years of this codependence. And now the Aries moon is saying, hey, codependent no more. Where do you need to be sovereign? Where do you need to be empowered? That's where you need to strive. And so for me, it's coming back into my fullness of my own personal power, right? So that's what this full moon is doing. It's ordered in order for us to grow, right? To transform ourselves and grow, we need to find where we need to rebalance ourselves. Where do we need to rebalance our energy? Okay. And we can't evolve if we're not moving beyond our own self-imposed limitations. We're not going to be able to transact these dynamic shifts that are needed. So, right after this conversation that I had with Joe regarding the house, and I got all emotional and excited and happy that he's asking me to stay and that we're going to be talking about, some rent that works for him and works for me, I started to get emotional and I was like, wow, I've actually manifested the next phase of my well-being. I've manifested the real reality of what I've written in my journal, which is me living independently on my 5-acre homestead, right? I didn't say I had to own it. That was never written in my journal. It was just that I was inhabiting a 5-acre homestead. So I manifested exactly what I needed to manifest for myself in the doing of that. And so that's something else that I want you to take away from from this talk today is that manifestation process, which we are going to get into talking in deeper because I know there are some of you that are having trouble with that because you're either telling me that in DMs or emails or whatever, or you're coming into my dreams at night telling me that you're struggling. So I want to give you some support and some help there. And some of you may or may not know because, well, if you're, I guess if you're not friends with him, you might not know, but Rob from our community was just down in Florida visiting family. And he reached out to me and said, hey, I'd love to connect with you. Is it possible for us to meet up? And I was like, yeah, why don't you come by and you can see, the area that I'm living in. It's so beautiful over here. So he came to the house and I did a little tour of the area that I live in. And I took him down to all the little points of interest that are really pretty spectacular. And it was such a great day reconnecting. I think Rob and I probably know each other from the spiritual gatherings and whatnot, and the circles I used to do, probably for like, I don't know, maybe close to 15 years now. So it was really nice getting to see him in person again, since I've been away from the in-person stuff for so very long. But that's another facet to this well-being that I'm actually considering having in-person retreats down here. There's an extremely economical and affordable hotel. I think it's the Quality Inn in the area down here. Very economical, very affordable. Unfortunately, I don't have a house that has, like 5 or 6 bedrooms in it. But otherwise, I would say, people could stay here. But I'm thinking about doing retreats and hosting circles here. I don't know how often I would do that, but I'm thinking about doing that. I used to do them when I did when I had my session, my office in Bellport. I would do that and host these, really beautiful circles and whatnot. And then I did that when I had my office in Holbrook. And then unfortunately, when I moved into the house, I couldn't keep the office anymore because I needed to pay a lot in rent. So I don't know. I might be coming back to that again. I'm visiting that concept, and Rob did mention it to me, and so we did chat about that. So I'm thinking that. And if any of you are interested in that, please feel free to message me, and I would like to, to have your input and know what it is that you would like to come to in coming here. So I'm thinking we'd have a couple of days together, like maybe a 4-day retreat, and have a couple of days together where we'll do a, ceremony out with the fire pit out under the pole barn, or and then maybe even do some light art creation work to bring us into creation. But anyway, back to the full moon. So I'm manifesting exactly what it is that I have been putting out there, right? What it is that I'm wanting to manifest for myself. So if you're the type of person that has been, that has been bred through your DNA makeup, through your genetics, to be accommodating to everybody else, that would be Libra. Although I do know more Libras that are not overly accommodating to other people, but there are many that are. It means that you need to stand up for yourself, and that's Aries, right? Aries, I know more Aries people that are about themselves. I think it's just because it's a fire sign. It's just stronger energy, right? Libra's more in balance and harmony. It wants everybody to be peaceful and happy and compassionate toward each other, because Aries can be very headstrong and very bold. So for us right now, it might mean slowing that boldness down and really listening and paying attention, like listening to different perspectives, right? And not listening with the intent to talk next, right? Not listening with the idea of forming your next words as your ammunition getting ready to shoot. That's what these energies are asking for us, right? They're wanting us to really hear from the heart and not be out there projecting our own thoughts. Because again, that's Aries. Aries wants its self to be protected first, whereas Libra is going to protect everybody, right? And so it's really important, if we're going to know ourselves at a deeper place, that we meet and connect and engage with others, right? That's Libra, others versus the self, right? So in truly getting to know ourselves, we need to take on more of a Libra persona and get to know other people, as opposed to just standing for ourselves, so that we know who we are and who we are not. Okay, and that's important. And so we need to remember that the self will eventually have to face whatever it's tried to separate from itself or deny for itself, right? Whatever is on your path that's in being denied. And I could use myself again for this because for me, it's been the art stuff. It's been the denial of the art stuff, right? The teacher that said that I wasn't good enough, and then my parents not being supportive, and that me thinking that art was just not who I was. And now everything is showing up in my life, pointing me toward art. So there's something in me doing some kind of art that is going to liberate more of the mask of who I am not. And what's interesting is I did a little bit of a deeper dive last month into my astrological chart, into my birth chart, to see what was that really all about. And it shows right in my chart, like I was never meant to be in a corporate job. It's just not who I am. I do it really great, but I was never meant to be in a corporate job. And so when you think about me as a creator here, as a teacher, as someone that uses myself in stories to paint a picture or show how to, we can see that it's more through my work of sharing and communication, and also now that can be translated to art. So very interesting when we're willing to just stand back and instead of looking and saying, why isn't this working, or why isn't this making me happy anymore, or how come, blah, 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 right? When we stand back and we stop doing that and we get quiet, we can actually see what does not resonate with us anymore, what does not feel good. Okay. So it's the realization here that we cannot exist in true individuality without some kind of a reflection that our true identity is not, it's not a portrait that somebody else has painted for us, right? It's, in other words, not the shaping of our childhood. My parents wanted me to go to medical. I did that, but am I working in it? No, I'm not. But did it help me understand medical intuition and all of that sort of stuff? It absolutely did, right? But it's okay for us to not be perfect. And it's okay for us to continue to form ourselves, to reshape ourselves based on our engagement with the world and other people. And that's what this full moon is asking us to do, because it pings off of Libra. And it's like, let's look at everybody else and get a perspective for ourselves. Because even for me, like I love being home all the time, but I know isolation is not good for me, right? I can get very in my head being too isolated. So every once in a while, I need to take myself out for a meal, or I need to make sure I go to the store twice a week instead of once a week. I mean, you have to learn how to exist in all facets, right? Know when you need the downtime and the alone time, but also know when that's becoming challenging on maybe a mental or emotional level and you need something more. So, how we heal ourselves is to embrace both the self, right? The self who we are, and also the reflection of that which we want to become. It's like me. I could look at all of the greatest artists out there, right? And really wish and hope and pray and whatever that I could be that someday, but I'm not going to be that by hoping, wishing, and praying. I have to apply some kind of effort to it. It's some form of creation I have to apply to it in order to be able to become the artist that I want to become, the artist that I see other people becoming. Okay. So it's very important to have that understanding of the balance of self. and not just look at the outer reality with the reflection and the eyes pointing to saying, well, that person is so lucky because life just happens for them, or life just manifests things for them, or they're just on their pathway, or, even me, right? Like, oh, she's just lucky because she knew Joe. Joe knew, needed someone. She was looking to move anyway. No, it didn't happen that way. I didn't want to come to Florida, as many of you know, right? And those of you that are new to the community, I did not want to come to Florida. I was resisting. I was kicking and screaming. I was like, no, I do not want to come to Florida. I do not like the weather. I do not like it. I don't want to be there. And you don't have good Wi-Fi. I'm not going to be able to work. So that's my number one reason. You don't have good Wi-Fi. So take me off the list. I can't do it. And then, because of something that happens here at the house, Joe needs to convert his Wi-Fi. And one day we're on a call and we decided to do, I think, the video call that day. And I was like, how come the calls are not dropping? I was like, you look like you're home. And he's like, yeah, I'm home. And I'm like, well, what did you do? Is there like some magic going on there or whatever? Because I knew he was in the middle of the boondocks. And he's like, no, we finally got access to Spectrum Wi-Fi and I have 5G hookup now. So he goes, I didn't tell you that. And I said, no. And he's like, yeah, this only just happened like a couple of weeks back. And I was like, oh. And he was like, oh, wait, now you don't have a reason not to come down here. And I knew once that happened, that was my universe pushing me to Florida. I was being pushed. It was like, okay, this is your path. You can go kicking and screaming, or you can go walking on air because that's how we're going to send you. We'll send you on air. And the trip was easy peasy. It was a breeze. But as I was saying the other day, when I first got here, as I was saying a few minutes ago, when I first got here, I went into a full-blown upgrade because it was a new timeline change. Well, the other day, Saturday morning, when Joe was talking to me about renting the house because he would rather have me here because he's going to need to supplement his income so he can rent this other house, I got all excited, I got emotional and whatnot, and that night I got hit by such a blast from the universe that I went into full-blown upgrade because now my timeline was shifting. And my head, neck, shoulders, and back, my whole spine was killing me. I was in so much pain and so achy. I couldn't think. It hurt to lay in bed. It hurt for my head to be on the pillow. It was just so intensified. And I thought to myself, yep, this makes sense because timelines are shifting again. And excuse me, every time we shift a timeline, we're going to have an upgrade. When I moved here, I went through an upgrade for a week. I was out of commission for a week. I got here and I got fully blown out. That was it. I went into complete flu, went through this ridiculous upgrade. And so now I'm prepared. Every time I have a major life timeline shift, there is going to be some kind of upgrade. It wasn't as severe this time, but that's what happens to us. And the more we get okay with that, the better we do in navigating the reality. Now, that's the full moon energy that I wanted to just give you that because it's really important for us to understand. The masks of pretense must come off. They must come off. If you have been playing a character anywhere in your life, whether you are playing a character on social media, or you are playing a character in your life with your significant other, or you are playing a character at work, or playing a character through the work that you are doing with others. If, let's say, you're a healer in your own business, You're going to have to come into your authenticity. It's going to be forced. You're not going to be able to avoid it. There's not going to be any avoiding taking place. And the reason for that is because these energies want us to shift into a place of self-empowerment. These energies want us to shift into a new dynamic within ourselves so that we can be self-empowered. And for some of us, that's going to mean pulling away from the old standards. And I know that's hard because the game of 3D, which is so hard to see when you're standing in it, trying to be of it, the game of 3D is distraction. It's distraction. That's what it is. And so every time you are tuning to somebody that is saying, you have to make a post every day, or you have to put yourself out there every day, or you have to do this to look the part, or you have to do that, or you need to create this kind of content, or you need to show up this way. You need to speak like this, or you need to speak like that, or you need to share this, or you need to not go for a new certification. It's all bullshit. Okay? It's all bullshit. And the reason is because it is a distraction. It is distracting you away from what this full moon is asking you to do. If you are playing in someone else's sandbox, making a sandcastle or mud pies or anything else, that's their sandbox. You're not taking that home with you. That's their stuff. But if you're playing in your sandbox, you get to keep all your stuff. You get to do it your way. The universe is going to reward you, and it's going to make you feel more excited building in your sandbox than you're going to feel building in somebody else's sandbox. Because if you're building this magical castle and then you have to walk away from it and go to your sandbox, and that castle's not in your sandbox, you're going to feel empty. And in the same way, if you're watching somebody else have the success that you want to have, and you think you have to follow them, or you're hiring them to teach you what they know, and they're an influencer on social media or YouTube or anywhere else, you're not going to get your results. You're not. You can't. You can't get what is meant for you. You're only going to get what is a vibrational match for what you're projecting out. And the problem with that is that we can do all of this work, right? We can put ourselves to the task of trying to make something happen. We can pay someone to teach us what they're doing, tell us how it works. And maybe the only reason it worked for them to begin with is because it was a brand new thought to them to go out and do it. And that thought was meant for them because that was their higher self, or that was their soul, their creator consciousness, telling them, hey, do this in order for you to get these results. But then you come along and try to do that, and it's not divinely innate within you. It's not the spark of consciousness that flicked on for you. And you're trying to recreate something somebody else is doing because you perceive it as the means to the success that you're desiring. Now, you can apply this to everything. You can apply this to a corporate job, even. Okay. We have to stop being the one that's trying to make it happen, trying to make something more happen, knocking ourselves out, driving ourselves crazy, feeling chaotic doing it because we think we have to do more or do it better or do it bigger or do it longer or do it prettier or do it this way or do it that way. We think we have to do all of that. But in essence, what you're doing is you're shutting down your flow with the universe. When we're operating from a place of control where we want to control the outcome in our reality, we're not in divine flow. When we shut down our divine flow, there is no divine co-creation. Divine co-creation goes away because all you have is efforting. And when we are in a place of trying to make something happen, we are efforting. We're putting effort out there. And the minute we put effort out there, we are in a place of resistance to what is. That's how it works. So if you're out there and you're holding a frequency of lack, if you're perceiving that you don't have enough money, you don't have enough this, you don't have enough followers, you don't have a significant other, you don't have a lot of friends, you don't have a lot of experiences in your life, you don't have enough clients coming in, you don't have enough feedback on your posts, whatever it is, right? I use social media a lot because it's what people can relate to, but it's any aspect of your life, right? If you are holding any of that, if you're holding any thoughts that there is not enough of something or you are not enough, I need to post an exciting adventure picture because then people will like me. They will find my page. They will think I'm cool. They will want to connect. They will want to, whatever, have a session. They will want to be my friend. If I post a picture of myself that looks fabulous and stunning and beautiful, people will like me. They'll want to come to me for work. They'll want to hire me for work. They'll want to have me, I don't know, paint a painting, write them a song, write them a poem, whatever, right? That's not how it works. Because if we're posting, if we're thinking, if we're putting something out to the universe that's based in the stream of conscious lack, we're going to attract back lack because we can't not attract what it is we are holding. You can have thoughts and see visions in your mind of this way that you would love to see yourself interacting in your life, right? You're holding these magical visions and it looks like this, and you're fabricating them and you're posting these visions and they're magical. But inside your body, your emotional state is chaotic, or your emotional state is sadness, or your emotional state is fear, not having enough. Not being enough, not feeling valued, right? And if you're feeling any of that, if you're holding any of that, the universe is going to match what you're holding. So if you are hammering away at making posts because you're trying to drum up business, stop. Stop doing it. It doesn't work like that. It does not work. And the reason it doesn't work is because the universe doesn't reward thoughts. It doesn't. It rewards emotion. It rewards emotional content. It rewards a state of beingness. It rewards that frequency associated with your feelings and your emotions. It rewards your vibration, your resonance. So stop what you're doing. Sit down with yourself and see. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Find a quiet place. Close your eyes. Go sit by a tree or sit in your living room or sit in your bedroom in your bed. I love being in my bed because I sit and my magic can happen there because I calm myself down. I'm in my energy field. I'm in my light pod. And the magic can happen when I'm sitting and meditating in my bed because my energy is there. It's been there since I've been sleeping, right? It's there. And I calm down and I quiet down and I do a check-in and I say, where is my emotional body? Where is my emotional state of being? Am I happy or am I sad or am I feeling lost or am I feeling forgotten or am I feeling rejected or where am I? What am I feeling? I did this for 2 years before I landed this opportunity at Joe's house here. House sitting for 6 months, house sitting, taking care of his dog and his wildlife and everything else. And I was not paying rent for the last 6 months. You guys know that. I was very transparent about that. Right? And I was excited to experience that. But I'll be honest with you. That took a lot to get used to. It took a lot to get used to the exchange of not having to exchange anything for what I was receiving. I mean, yes, I'm buying the groceries. And if you're buying groceries, you know what that is. That's at least $250, $300 a week, right? For groceries. You know that. And then buying the dog food and still buying my cat's food. But then, participating in buying the chicken food and the wild bird food to fill the wild bird feeders and the supplemental stuff and everything. So it's not like I wasn't contributing something, but I guess it was the idea of actually physically handing rent over. That was like, oh, okay, this is a new wave I'm trying to surf, and it's really tapping my self-worth. It's really tapping my guilt, my feelings of guilt. It's really tapping me in that place of discomfort at being taken care of. Ooh, that feels strange and good, but strange and not something I'm used to, but somebody's giving me this opportunity. Right? It's not like he wasn't coming home on the weekends. There's a girl around the corner I take lasagna to get him bathed. She could have easily watched him during the week. And then when Joe came home on the weekends, he could have taken him back. I mean, there could have been 1,001 things that Joe could have done differently, but he didn't. He offered this to me. And it triggered a couple different aspects for me that I had to get clear about, that I had to really look at, right? And it made me sit. It gave me these little aha moments, but I had to get really clear. What am I feeling? What is it that I'm feeling? How is this making me feel? And where is my level of comfort discomfort? Right? And then how do I manifest more? Because the idea of manifestation is not the idea of the doing of something. It's the removal of the discordant energy. It's the removal of the distraction energy, which is why I say don't look at the outer reality, because if you're not looking at the government, you don't even know we have a government. Okay, sometimes I feel like I live on a deserted island. I don't even know there's a freaking government out there. It has no effect on me, none whatsoever. I don't get tied into any of it in any way, shape, or form. Okay, I'm not looking at anything that's happening. I don't really care. It has no effect. It's not sitting in my living room with me, so it has no impact on me. It's not impacting me in the sake of my living situation, in my food situation, although I would like food prices to come down a little bit, but I still have money to go buy food. So I'm going to be in gratitude for that. I still have money to go buy food instead of thinking of the negative, because if I think, man, food prices are freaking ridiculous, this is unfathomable and it's not fair and it's all that sort of stuff, then guess what? I'm playing the lack game and I'm shutting the universe down, and the universe is not going to send me the miracles. And so far, I've gotten some miracles here. And when we have miracles, we are not, let me say this in a way you understand this, we are not the ones generating the miracle by the effort of doing something to get it. We are not doing something. We are being. In order to get a miracle, in order to have a life that is in divine flow, we must be in receiver mode to what the universe wants to flow into our lives. But the problem is that most of us are speaking low-level words into our reality, having low-level thoughts in our reality, and all the universe is hearing is lack, 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 and says, oh, they must really love that thing called lack. We're just going to send them more lack. And then you're getting lack, 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 lack. And then you're like, why do I always get so much lack? Well, because it's the stupid words you're speaking because of the stupid thoughts that you're thinking. How about that? Okay. There is no other thing that's creating the lack. It's not bad luck. It's not bad genetics. It's not bad anything. It's just the words and the ideas that become emotions that flow out into your universe. We have to start getting this. We have to, because these energies are coming in faster. They're coming in hot and heavy, and they're not waiting for us to figure it out. They're not. So if you're struggling with lack, and I know many are, because you're sliding in my DMs, you're coming in my dreams, having conversations with me, telling me about the fact that you're very unhappy. You're not able to figure things out. Why is this happening? And I'm telling you, get out of your way. Stop efforting. Take a break. Take a mind vacation. If you are on a fast track somewhere, unfast track yourself. Get off of there. You don't belong on there. Because the energy is about being, it's not about doing. And miracles are not created by us. We are the cause of a miracle happening because we've gotten out of the way of blocking the miracle that's coming for us. But we're not the creator of the miracle. The creator of the miracle is the creator. Right? It's the miracles that were created that were left out there for us to find as soon as we unlocked the codes in our frequency that matched those miracles. And miracles are going to come to you from other people, through other people. I haven't had to do anything for my miracles. Nothing. Right? And the other day I told this story, and I'm going to share this story here. You guys know Joe processes deer and alligator, but now that he's in the academy to be a game warden, he's not allowed to do that anymore. And the only people he could do that for is if he catches a deer, or he sometimes lets his friends come here and process their own deer since the facility is here. But he's not allowed to do that anymore because it's a conflict of interest with him being a game warden, right? He's supposed to p protect and not take money from, people sourcing deer. And a lot of it, believe me, is poached deer and alligators and everything else. So we had to shut that down, and we had to put a sign on the gate that says, no processing, no gators, no deer. And then when season started, he said to me, you need to keep the gate locked, because if people come here in the middle of the night, they're going to try to drop off an alligator, a deer, whatever. And, we don't want that. So keep the gate closed. You got the signs on the gate, just keep the gate locked. But that meant, and this is a funny story, I'm telling you for a reason, because you're going to be like, no way. Wait until you hear the ending of this. No way, right? So that meant that when I needed to leave to go to the store or to drive Lasagna around, because we often go for drives, it meant that I had to drive up to the gate in the car, get out of the car, unlock the gate, pull it open, right? It's a big metal gate, but swing it open, get back in the car, drive through the gate, park on the road, get out of the car, go back to the gate, pull it closed, put the chain on, get back in the car, and then drive to my destination. And then when I get home, I have to do the same thing all over again. Get out of the car, open the gate, drive through, lock the gate, and then I'm so, think about doing that. If you need to go sometimes, once or twice a day, or then on a rainy day, which we don't have too many of, luckily, but even on a hot, sweltering day where it's, feels like 900 degrees outside. So at first I was like, oh, this really stinks. But then I started to think about that, and I said, is that the consciousness I want to project out to the reality? It's not, because I don't want this to become harder. I certainly don't want to attract things I don't want. So I'm going to start seeing this gate as supreme blessing. Supreme blessing in the sense that it's stopping anybody from coming onto the property that I don't want here. It's locked at night. Nobody's coming in. It's a win-win. Even if I have to get out, even if it feels like an inconvenience, it is such a win. I'm gonna love this gate, right? I did everything but give it a hug. I'm gonna be honest with you, because like I started to really love the idea of having the gate, because it just felt aligned and it made me feel like a gatekeeper. Isn't that funny? I was a gatekeeper. I am a gatekeeper. I'm a gatekeeper to the cosmos. I'm a gatekeeper to the earth. And now I am a physical gatekeeper. So I thought this was great. I was happy with it. And then one day I needed help with the chicken stuff, because I need to lift something and I couldn't lift it. So Joe's uncle came over and I forgot to open the chain on the gate and unlock it. So he did that and he drove through. And he was like, that gate's a pain in the neck. And I'm like, yeah, it's not so bad. And he's like, no, it's a pain in the neck. I was like, he goes, mine's electric. I was like, well, this is what I have to work with, And I didn't say it to him because not everybody understands it, but I'm like, I'm gonna love it. I don't care. Electric would be nice, but I don't have to have that. I'm happy with the security that I have. It's nice to have a gate. I've never been a real gatekeeper, and now I am, and I'm, reveling in that magic, right? And I just left it. So the following week, he comes for Sunday dinner because I've been making some really good Sunday dishes. And if you guys would like to do a recipe share and you're looking for some new recipes, please hit me up. I've been making a lot of different things lately that some of them are like so good. And so he comes for Sunday dinner And I hear him say to Joe, "Hey, that solar power thing still has a battery in it, right?" Joe's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm gonna see if I can get that up and running." I didn't know what the hell they were talking about, right? So I didn't pay too much attention to it. And then he comes back to the house a couple days later with the bucket that he made me for the chicken coop. Excuse me. And he says to me, "Hey, I talked to Joe the other day. Can you see if you can get the remote gate opener from Joe when he comes home, next?" And I was like, "Sure." And he said, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me know when you got it." I was like, "Okay." And I'm thinking, remote gate opener? Like, what does that mean? So Joe comes home. This is a couple weeks ago, mind you, right? This is like good couple of weeks back. So Joe comes home. I said, "Oh, by the way, Mario asked me if you have a remote gate opener he wanted you to give me so I could give it to him next time he comes over." He's like, "Oh, yeah." Hands it to me from his truck. And I'm like, "What is this for?" And he goes, "It opens the gate." And I was like, "No, I opened the gate. Is that a joke?" And he's like, "No, the gate is electric, but it's not hooked up. Probably needs a bunch of different things to it. And it stopped working and I never fixed it." I was like, "Oh, okay." I let it go. Still wasn't thinking anything. In the back of my mind, I was thinking, is Mario going to fix the gate? But I still wasn't thinking anything, and I was still happy with having a gate to protect me, to protect the animals, because I have had a couple of dogs wander onto the property in the middle of the night and stuff like that. Not that they still can't get through, but it just is more of a deterrent when the gate is closed. So all of a sudden, Mario comes for Sunday dinner, and I see him out there hooking stuff up, and he's like, "Okay." Joe comes inside and he's like, "Here's your remote gate opener." And I was like, "What does it do?" And he's like, "You press the button, it opens the gate. You press the button, it closes the gate." I'm like, "Wait, the gate out front? The one that I do manually?" He's like, "Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. Mario fixed it so that it's electric now. You don't have to get out of the car. You just press the button and it opens it." What? Are you kidding me? Wait, I became a princess overnight. I do not have to get out of my car anymore to open the gate or close the gate. Nope. Now I am a level up gatekeeper. I've leveled up, you guys. I leveled up. And you see, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to ask anybody, "Hey, can you fix the gate so that it remote controls open? Hey, can you do this? Can you?" I did not have to do a thing. What did I have to do? My focused action for the intent for that gate and my purpose, be happy. Be happy exactly as it is, because the universe kept rewarding my happy. It kept rewarding me, and it kept saying to me, just keep holding that happy, because the longer you hold the happy, we can get that manifestation going for you, and you're not going to have to do a blessed thing to make it happen. In other words, you're not going to have to be the one to fix the gate. You're not going to have to be the one to charge the battery. You're not going to have to be the one to configure the remote control and recode it so that it can connect to the gate and open the gate. You're not going to have to be the one for any of that. You're not going to have to be the one. No. And I wasn't the one. I'm the recipient of the gate opener. And now I am officially and truly a higher level gatekeeper wizard, because I manifested this remote control device that now opens and closes my beloved gate. How about that? Okay. And I didn't do anything. You guys, I did not do a thing to have that happen. I did not do a thing. All I did was held my place of happy. Every time I found gratitude, deep gratitude for having the gate in the first place, even if I had to manually get out in every moment and go there and do it, I found deep gratitude in the doing of it, in the having of it, in the connection to it. I didn't have to do a thing. It was a blessing. And guess what? Guess what? The miracle for it came from the outside. It didn't come from me directly fixing anything or creating anything other than my own essence, my own vibrational essence. That's it. The miracle of the gift came from an outside source. It came from his uncle who saw a need to shift a situation. It bothered him more than it bothered me that I had to get out of the car and do it. So I had a divine masculine step up to the plate for me without asking him to do anything. Nothing. I was humbly making Sunday dinners, going on about my life, going on about my business. If I needed help with the chicken coop, other than that, I don't really interact with him for any reason. I don't want to bother the man. He's a really nice guy, but I don't want to bother him. There's no reason for me to have to text him every day or talk to him about this or that. If I needed something, it was before the electronic gate opener got fixed. I mean, we're talking like probably about 2 months, 3 months ago. I needed him to help me lift this heavy thing out of the chicken coop because the feed that had gotten put in there, Joe put in there by accident. He didn't realize it was bad. He dumped the bag, but when I went in to check the feed just to make sure everybody was okay because they were squawking away, that's smelled rancid to me. So he came and he was going to help me. So I said to him, I'll exchange you a piece of banana bread for your help today. And he said, oh, I would really like that. He said, but could you make it 2 pieces? Do you have enough for 2 people? Because my brother's visiting and he'd like a piece too, I'm sure. And I thought to myself, hell yeah, I'd even make you your own freaking whole banana bread if I needed to. Like I could do that for you. It's not a problem because I'm so grateful when somebody shows up for me to help me with a situation or a circumstance, right? This is how we do it though. But I'm not on Facebook every day or Instagram every day posting my stuff. I'm not posting it. I'm not on there posting my magical gate opener. I'm not on there posting that because nobody cares but me. Except now maybe you care because I'm sharing the story of how that happened with you so that you can make your own magic happen. Because the only way you're gonna find your magic in this world is if you believe that you have the magic and that you can be a magical gatekeeper. But you have to stop doing all the things that you're doing that's not in vibrational alignment with the magic flowing to you, because the magic is not gonna come from your effort. It's not. It's never gonna come from your effort. It's gonna come from another source. Creator, the creator, God, source, the divine, whatever you want to call it, will bring it through. And it will come via another person that's going to show up to help you in some way, shape, or form. It always works like that, right? But if you're standing in your own way, it's not going to happen because you're blocking your door. It's like people who want relationships, right? And can't exit this relationship because they're afraid if they exit this relationship, I'm not going to get another relationship. You're standing in the door. Nobody's coming in. Get out of the way. You got to get out of the way. Let go of the other relationship and trust that somebody else is coming in, right? But that's a whole nother conversation because we have to bring that up into the higher realm too. Otherwise, you're just going to get the same old thing that you're getting. So those of you that are struggling with manifestation and you're thinking, I'm seeing everybody else's success. I'm seeing everybody else with a fancy boat or summer getaways or people who can afford to do this or driving nice cars or have a thriving healing business or having a successful career and they're a CEO or a vice president. Stop looking at that. And you know why? Because it's not all paved in gold. Okay. I, right now, I'll be honest, I don't know one couple who has a lot of money, that's happy. Most of the time, when you have a lot of money in your life, there's other challenges that come into play with that. And then you have to learn new laws, universal laws, in order to continue to create the stability of not only that relationship, but the stability of the money. It doesn't work that way. When you guys finally get this, oh my goodness, you are going to be like mind blown when you see how this really works for you, because it's amazing how it works, right? And I know some of you already know this. I know some of you are already using this and have put this into effect in your life. But for those of you that haven't, you have some work to do. All right. You have some work to do with this. So, what you could do is to start by writing down some blessings that you have in your life that you did not earn through your own effort, right? Things that came through you through grace or timing or some other type of gift. And sit with that feeling of what that felt like, right? Some maybe somebody offered you something. Like me coming here just amplifies my state of being. It's rolling back the years for me, right? The aging process is not taking a strong hold on me because I'm feeling like I'm living my best life. Like every day is such a gift. And it's one day after another day after another day after another day, right? And you may say to me, well, Maria, you know, I don't know anybody like Joe. How would that ever happen to me? It doesn't have to be somebody like Joe, right? It just happened that Joe and I have that soul contract that he was part of my journey for this purpose to help me so that I could help you in the elevation of myself. I get to help elevate you. So sit with those three blessings that you write down and sit in the frequency of that. And let yourself feel what that felt like. Like maybe it's something somebody did for you that was like super, super magical. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe this person's such a blessing. Maybe they made you something, right? They made you something out of the kindness, the goodness of their heart. But then, like everything else, after a couple of months, you forget about that thing that was made for you. And then you turn back to your old ways and you forget yourself. And then you're suddenly feeling your lack because you've forgotten the magic that brought that thing to you that somebody made for you. So I want you to take the time and sit with those feelings and let yourself have those feelings and see what those feelings felt like. How long can you hold them? Can you hold those feelings? Can you be in those feelings and really feel those feelings? Can you let them be comfortable? Can you find your comfort in feeling those feelings so that they're not feeling uncomfortable to you, right? Because that's really the key, is to find the comfort in the feelings that you're feeling and say, this feels aligned, it feels very good, it feels comfortable, it feels nurturing, it feels sweet, whatever it is, right? Because a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to feel that way because we think, like, who am I to be deserving of all this goodness, of all this greatness? But yet we are. And then one little thing happens and it pulls everything out of proportion. So I want to encourage you not to allow that to happen. To see the blessings that you've had in your life and look at how they've gotten there or where they've come from and what took place. What were you doing at the time that you received the blessing? And then practice that feeling. And maybe saying a little prayer every day or mantra, if you want to call it that, that says, I receive blessings throughout my day. With gratitude and humble myself for all that I'm receiving. I am a channel for the divine's infinite blessings. And just start thinking that. Start holding yourself to that. I don't care if you change the words, if you want to say it in a different way, but get out of the way. Get out of the way. Love what is right now, right? Love whatever is happening for you right now because it's what is meant to be. That is it. It is what is meant to be. And the more we can be happy with what is, the more we get more. Right, more comes to us without us having to do anything because there is no effort. So let me know if this resonates with you. I would love to hear from you. Check your vibration, check your feelings, check your emotions, see where they are. Take time out, set your timer, your alarm on your phone, on your watch, whatever it is that you're carrying on you, to check in with yourself. During the day, every couple of hours, do a check-in and see where your emotions are, see where your energies are. And really pay attention to that. Because allowing yourself to be in a place of happy for no reason. I think there was a book years ago called Happy for No Reason. I'm pretty sure because that like rings such a bell with me, but I can't remember if the author's name on that. But being happy for no reason brings the miraculous. It brings the miraculous. If you're talking lack, if you're using lack words, you're going to get lack. What you speak is what you get. Because what you speak is what you're thinking, is what you're feeling, and that emotion is what is attracting the energy to you. Okay? So practice this over the next week and let me know your thoughts. I'm thinking that our live class is most likely going to be on the 15th, which is next Wednesday. Because Joe's going to have a lot going on with the graduation and whatnot, and family coming here and whatnot over the next couple of weeks. So I don't want to schedule the live and then have to either push it to another date or it being, like totally taken off the calendar. So let's plan for our live for the 15th, and I will see you all then. It'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I love you all very, very much. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.